Greetings. My name is Aaron Hagenbu, and in this podcast, we will be discussing the applications of Web 2.0 tools and technology with my good friend and former colleague, Lenny Konstas, who is founder of the northeastern Pennsylvania-based food blog, Whiskey Bacon, which can be found at www.whiskeybacon.com. Lenny, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Aaron.
Hey, no problem. So, you work with Web 2.0 tools in your everyday, whether it's your job or whether it's your side projects. Could you explain the primary reasons for using social media in your day-to-day?
Well, I find for social media, not just on a personal basis, but a professional basis, whether it's Whiskey Bacon or work, that it's a great way to get out of northeastern Pennsylvania or even just get out of the little town of Wilkes-Barre and get connected with people with similar interests who are around the country. So there are people that I know in Vegas who follow our Whiskey Bacon Facebook page, who love everything that we do, will design things for us and talk to us, but we've never seen them or met them, and it's all possible because of social media.
Very awesome. And do you find that through those interactions that you kind of learn a little more about your audience?
Oh, yeah. Well, because of social media and the way that it works with being able to see the demographics of our followers, different tools in Twitter, Facebook, even Google Analytics, letting us see the demographics of our visitors on Tumblr, which I would count as almost like social media as well, we can kind of see, all right, yeah, we're definitely popular with guys. We definitely are good with the 20 to 34-year-old demographic, and that's who we should be angling our content after. But then it's interesting also to know that Pinterest is a great platform for, you know, women, and we still do very well on Pinterest, and that one even has a longer longevity for most of our content there, and it lets us know that even though most of our content is really geared towards the male audience, it's still very successful with women due to maybe just being recipes and food, or maybe women making things for men.
Awesome. So with those, I think you kind of dived into this a little bit as far as the roles of social media and Web 2.0. You're learning from the people, they're learning from you. I guess, do you see any limits to it as far as what can be learned through the interactions over these platforms?
The biggest limitations that I would say social media has is cost, because Facebook is getting more and more paid-centric, and that kind of limits any organic exposure. The same can kind of be said for, you know, Twitter and time. You really need to have more time to be on Twitter and need to be posting more often. So, you know, there's the time cost there. So those things can kind of hamper your ability to use social media. I think I read once that a full-time blogger will spend 20 hours just on social media. Like, most of the time that bloggers spend, you know, isn't just writing blog posts and working on that, it's also promoting their brand. And the same should probably be said for anyone else who wants to be successful with social media, whether it's their personal brand or business, because you really have to spend a lot of time on it, and that itself costs money.
Now, do you have any brand advocates, I guess, people who are kind of out there spreading the word, teaching people, you know, what you're about, anything along those lines?
Like what their brand is about, or social media?
Using social media as a platform for furthering the brand, I suppose.
Well, there's probably thousands of them. I think one of my new favorite ones that I'm following that's interesting is Amanda Palmer, who's a musician, and she gets so much interaction on her Facebook page, and I really am not a Facebook person, and she recently posted saying that, you know, she wants people to follow her blog and Twitter more often because she's worried about, you know, Facebook becoming more paid. But the consensus on the comments, and even my consensus, is that there's no character limitations like there are on Facebook or on Twitter. And when you're on Facebook, it's easier to see more often. Like, I'm not a big blog reader because I want to be able to read everything. So I'm only reading a few blogs at a time, and I tend to miss out on things a lot. But because she's always posting on Facebook, I'm always seeing it in my feed. So it's interesting because you get to really know about her as a musician, and she'll share pieces of that, her thoughts on other music, on just different current topics. topics like books and Amazon and fun, and it, I think it really just says a lot about, you know, she uses all of these social media channels to get in touch with her followers and really promote her brand, and being such a one of those artists that she'll release something for free, Bandcamp, where people only donate money if they want to and they can download her music. Like, her entire then success based on her brand, it's how well people like her. And I think she does that really well by promoting herself across all the different channels. She does post actively.
I was wondering if you interacted with her directly or just kind of emulate her example as far as how she uses Web 2.0 tools in the promotion of her own brand.
I just recently started following her, so I'm just kind of learning how she's using it. I haven't applied any of it, and I'm pretty sure, like, it'll be interesting to see how we can try to apply some of it, but she is kind of one of those people, I think, that tends to post more often with a very real voice, and there's something about, like, that rawness that is hard to get across sometimes in social media, and she does it very well, and that's what I want to try to replicate. You know, it feels very personal when she posts, and I feel like a lot of times with food bloggers, you see a lot of kind of cheesy type of posts, or very generic and just, you know, kind of like standard types of posts, so I want to get away from that.
You bring up an interesting point with using a genuine voice as opposed to something that's safe or something that's mainstream, for lack of a better term. How have you positioned yourself through social media to maintain an individual voice?
That's a good question. I think it's hard. When we first started Whiskey Bacon, we wanted it to be a very drunk voice and one that was very centric on just, like, food in the area, local food. And it's kind of evolved a bit more into more of a community feel. And we want it to be more about, like, changing the way that people eat and drink and think about food. So the voice that we've tried to develop is not so much of, like, it's all about the recipes or it's all about the whiskey and the bacon, but it's all about just really enjoying the food and having a good time. So that's kind of translated into posting recipes, reviews, and really trying other organizations in northeastern Pennsylvania, like the CSA Fertile Grounds, Peculiar Culinary Company, and even, like, working on partnerships and teaming up with other organizations. It's like, we're trying to do beer, bacon, bourbon, and the last time we did that was at a local restaurant, the Brown Barn Cafe, and now we're talking about doing it at Vintage this fall, hopefully.
Very cool. And you actually set up events in real life. You know, offline, I guess you could say. You have the traveling circus. Could you describe how those came to be?
The traveling circus, I can't remember how it first came about. I feel like it must have been a drunken story, but it kind of started out as just, I think, a way to go out to restaurants and get to know the food, but not just the people who are blogging, but everyone else, our friends and our family, get them out to the restaurants too, and even get a feel for, you know, how they liked the food, and not just our opinions, because we're not great food critics at all. But it kind of is more than that, because it's evolved into really getting word of mouth out. Like, social media and Web 2.0 is important, but having a real-world experience and talking to people about your Web 2.0 personality is also important, and that's kind of helped with that, because we're actively trying to talk to people and get them to come out to the Whiskey Bacon Traveling Circus events and come out to restaurants, so they're learning about Whiskey Bacon in general. And then when we're out, we're then also kind of letting the restaurants know about us, letting other people know about us, and it kind of grows a little more.
And it seems like you're definitely creating an extension of your online community in the real world, because you are involving the restaurants and the people who are fans of your site and the food. What tools are you currently using? What platforms are you on?
We're on Facebook and Twitter, and Buzz is also great for our 2.0 as far as getting optimized. It's definitely seemed to help with, like, Reddit. We've gotten picked up on, like, Reddit, I think, twice now because of people sharing us from Google+. And then Tumblr is another big one, because that's a huge food place. You know, it's very visually focused. And we've had one image that has gotten wildly successful and will occasionally get picked up every so often again. So it's interesting because it's not a photo of any of our recipes. It's from a meal at Shawnee Resort in the Delaware Water Gap. And that's like a great place. We love that place. We've had a great experience there. We went around and even shot a few videos. And the people there are great. And it's great that I think that that image is going around because it's kind of everything we love about food. They grow the food on the island there. They make the beer there. They have, like, this farmer's market there as well. And they just, you know, it's very local, even though it's a little south of northeastern Pennsylvania. So it kind of, it's, once again, kind of a community thing. You know, we try to promote the community first and the blog second. And I think Tumblr kind of helps with that because Tumblr is a community feel. So Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Tumblr. And we've tried out Untappd a little bit, you know, some of those more niche things. We're on a few, like, food distros, if you will. There are, like, some niche sites that just promote food, so Pinterest is kind of one. Another one, I'm trying to remember the name, is MyTeams.com that we're recently trying out. So, like, these ones are just, like, sites that are purely recipes. And we're trying to kind of expand and get more into doing those types of things because they're also really big with, like, well, you know, people are already there looking for food and recipes, so it's going to be a higher chance of being successful on there.
Excellent. And what have you learned as a result of working with these platforms?
That there's no right or wrong way to do it, and not everything's good for you. You know, Facebook's probably our most time-intensive, we have to put the most time into it, and we tend to get about an average result out of it. And that hasn't always been the case, and it's not always the case with, like, say, my personal brand, but it's unpredictable sometimes. We have to constantly be measuring and seeing how we're doing on something to see if it's even worthwhile to post there. Like, it's a lot of experimentation, and I think that it's always changing, too, so that's another reason that we have to continually be measuring what we're doing and seeing if it's actually successful or seeing what we're doing wrong, because you can do something wrong a lot. We'll get no responses on some posts and 100 on another, and it'll seem like no rhyme or reason until we dig into, oh, well, every single text post just continually does better on Facebook. And the studies have shown that it's true, but, you know, we still wouldn't expect it being a food blog. You would think the visual things do better, but mm-hmm. It goes completely contrary to that.
I was going to say, Facebook always changing their algorithm. Those text posts do get a wider audience. Interesting thing, I found that multiple images will get more exposure than the single images as well. So that's another thing I like to employ when I'm using Facebook. So I guess if somebody's just...
Yeah, I think...
Oh, go.
Well, I love that, like, too. Like, using multiple images is great because I think there are a lot of people that do that, and whether it's because it draws the eye in better or whether it's more engaging, if it's different because it's more time-intensive to put together a collage of images. So most people are only putting up a singular image, and it's great because you can start to, like, really dig into the hows and the whys of it all.
Very true.
And then I geek out about it.
No, same here. And I don't even like Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
So what suggestions would you have for somebody who's just starting out, who's looking to use social media to identify an audience, reach an audience, and ultimately engage them?
For a professional, a brand, or what?
For anybody. I mean, in your case, you have experience as a professional and as a brand. Do you perhaps have any kind of universal takeaways?
I think that the most important thing to do if you're first getting into it is always be a student. You know, find whether it's brands or companies or sites that do what you like and do what you think is successful and learn from them and apply it to what you want to do. So sometimes it means, you know, finding the people that you respond to the most and trying to adapt that, or finding the things that you see being successful the most and maybe you don't like, but you see it successful and trying that out, but just constantly learning from other people.
That is an awesome answer.
Thanks.
Alrighty, I think that will do it. And once again, I would like to thank Lenny Konstas for taking the time to sit down with us today and talk about her experience with Web 2.0 tools. Remember, if you have a chance, check out Whiskey Bacon at www.whiskeybacon.com. Thank you all, and have a great day.